the volume.
Another episode of Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. I'm your host, Alex Monaco. Happy Monday, fun day, because if you listened on Friday, we didn't just go 1-0, 2-0. We're talking 3-0 across two sports. Adesanya in points, plus 155. Cha-ching! Sixers on the money line against the Hawks in game three on the road. Cha-ching! And a same game FanDuel parlay. Christopher State Farm Paul 3. Shout out the homie Cliff, Paul, and Jake. Same game FanDuel parlay. Game three on Friday. Cha! Wait for it. Wayne's World. Swing! 3-0. Seven straight NBA winners on the podcast. Look, I know it's all about what we do today, but can we take a stop, a look, and a listen? If you cashed, if you got any of these winners, we haven't lost in a millennial minute. If you've cashed, please take a second. Rate, review, subscribe, shout us out. I'm over here just trying not to jinx it, dropping into the Tony Hawk halfpipe here to get these picks going on a humble Monday. That is not easy to do. I don't care where you're from, how hard you study, seven NBA winners in a row. I am often self-deprecating at my core. I will take a second to take an Austin Powers. How do you do, bow? Oh, you want to talk English? Oh, we're talking winners, baby. Shabbat shalom. Your boy's up. The hair is still intact because we have not lost. I will cut the fro as soon as the playoff streak is over. We have two live streams coming at you again on the Volume Sports YouTube channel this week. Look out for a Nets Bucks Game 5 doozy. Couple of special guests on a Tuesday night. That'll be the Volume Sports YouTube channel. And we are getting back at it for Game 6 as well on Thursday. Both live streams on the Volume Sports YouTube channel. And without further ado, let's get ready to gamble, shall we? Let's dive into today's pod. Two picks for you in a prop shop section. Yes, we got a new series, Kyrie's ankle. We got a hammy and an ankle going on here in this Bucks-Nets series. Sounds like my household on a humble Monday afternoon. Oi, my back, my ankle, my hammy. Drink some H2O. Time to get on with it. Monday's picks, we're going head first like a way too confident man into the DMs, cold market or warm. Let's get it rocking. All right, we're in our lock of the day. Sixers on the Monday money line over the Hawks. I'm taking it minus 168 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm not worried about the 3.5 spread here. And I don't even want to think about a Scotty Van Babbeat Hawks plus 3.5 backdoor cover. I just want to get in to all Philly, all positive. We've been rocking with them in this series, the whole series. We're obviously 2-1. And we don't have just one. We have two series props we have fired. If you have been following every episode on the Sixers, got them as gorgeous as minus 142 to win the series. After a Philly game one loss, all they've done is win game two and game three. And not just by a humble little amount, by 16 points a pop. Sweet 16 is the number. The Sixers. Let's get into why they're winning. 16-4, this team is straight up in their last 20 games on the season. Going against Atlanta, who's just 6-8 as an underdog at home this entire year. And yes, I know Danny Green will not be joining Doc Sixers in game 4 I am here to rest your mind. The Sixers, 3-0 all year when DG didn't show up. Let's get into it. Not only have the Sixers won 5 of the last 8 quarters of Games 2 and Game 3, and we're talking about only one of those 3 Atlanta Hawks quarters. The Hawks convinced us that they were getting a little momentum going. It was Game 3, Quarter 2. Outside of that, it's been all Philly all the way, and it starts with their defense. After the franchise record 23s in Game 1 for Hotlanta, just 17 threes in their last 2 games, including an abysmal 6 of 23 in Game 3. It's fascinating here. Not to go a little off the beaten path, but you think about quantitative and qualitative. I'm going into all the numbers. You're going to love Philly after this. On top of that, though, John Collins talking about the gas station attendant who's been Johnny Stockton him gas this whole time in Atlanta now finally recognizes him. That means everybody's paying attention in Atlanta. That means there's real, wait for it, brotherly love, Philadelphia sports-esque pressure. No one's going to have as much pressure as Philly at home. But what I'm telling you is when the Hawks win against the Knicks, there was no pressure. The pressure was on New York at home, who hadn't made the playoffs since 2013. Now everybody in Atlanta is paying attention to this Hawks team. Now there's pressure on the table. Julio Jones is gone. You got no hope for the Matty Ryan 35-year-old Falcons. Forget about it, Jerry. It's all about the Hawks and what they're going to do. And it's a trust the process time when I tell you that this Sixers team has just under a 65% chance to win Game 4 on the ESPN Basketball Power Index. And that's what I'm talking about. 65%, just a tickle under? Come on, baby. What did I tell you about Game 3 that wasn't going to happen that happened in Game 2? You had Gallinari and Herter going ballistic in Game 2. They went for 21 and 20. What happened in Game 3? Gallinari did give you 17, but Herter had a basket. He had a basket. You know who gets a basket in these types of games? Guys that get minimum 2 quarters at your local rec center because the coach has to play him. This man had 3 points. We're talking about Ben Simmons locking down Trae Young, in my humble opinion, on 15 of 33 shots over the last 2 games. Now, Young was still 9 of 17 on 28 points in Game 3. But most importantly, you have the second best Philly defender on your star, and the height advantage isn't even close. Now, I'm not saying it's Lamar Odom on Aaron Carter type height difference. There's no freaking shot in the Cupid dark. Trae Young's going to still get his. But this team has been held in check from a 3-point land. This team has been held in check from a overall, let's get the role players not doing too absurdly much. You have to ask yourself after Trae Young, is Bogdanovich and Gallo, or do I dare say Capella, who only had 8 points in Game 3, truly true twos? Because we know that Embiid, Simmons, and Harris, Tobias Arrested Development Harris, who, oh, by the way, has put up 6 straight 20-plus point outings. The man has been on Dr. Evil. Scotty's on fire. 22 in Game 3. The man has gone 37, 19, 29, 21, 28, 20, 22, and 22 in all games in the postseason. Only once he hasn't hit over 20. That sounds like a true 3. And Simmons coming back and giving you 18 after a quiet 4? This man is 6 different numbers on the dice, baby. He can give you everything you want. And Korkmaz giving you 14 points with 3 threes, and Howard giving you 12 huge points off the bench? Look, if it ain't Shake and Bake Ricky, Shake Milton Bobby to give you the double digits, it's good to know that Philly can give you a Korkmaz or a Howard double dig in the absence of a Danny Green. And all 4 players outside of Danny were in double figures in Game 4 yet again. This team has won everything you'd like to see statistically. I'll end with this. Joel Embiid has 47 free throw attempts this series. Hawks players not named Trae Young combined, 45. I don't know if that's referee bias or the Good Burger secret sauce is right there for the Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I get you Doc making Belichick adjustments after game one? Put it on the dotted line. Answers. Embiid, 35 points a game this series. 35. The man, the BFG, is doing it on 1.5 legs. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. This is the Hawks running into a team that they don't have enough offense for. I said it to you last pick when I had Philly in game three. I'm telling you in game four, it's the number one offense, the Sixers, in the playoffs. Go look it up. By points, thanks to the defense, believe it or not, of the Nets against the Bucks. The Hawks are 12th offensively. 12th versus first in the playoffs. The Coward Theory, three of the best four are on Philly. Maybe the Hawks get lucky and steal this. I don't think Philly wants to go back and forth to Atlanta. We could see a 4-1 routing, and you're going to say, wow, Alex had the Sixers to win the series and begged you to take it at minus 142 on FanDuel. Lock of the day, Sixes, you wedding crashes lock it up. No, you lock it up. What's better, Christmas or wedding season? Philly on the money line. Lock of the day. Yeah. Let's keep it Wayne's World swing moving. Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. Plus, for those who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level, compete for top cash payouts, and compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. And FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd to sign up today. That is FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go! So, you're a sports fan. That's why you're listening, baby! But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. And I'm all over it, like Revis Island! I'm literally 196 and 145. I'm batting 57% over 300 bets on this app. I have nothing but great things to say about it. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like Colin Cowherd, compare odds from different sports books, and track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So, if the game means more to you, download the free Action Network app and start betting smarter. And feel free to hit me up, because I'll go toe-to-toe with you, baby, any day, any moment, on any sport. Let's go! And we're on Noir FanDuel, same game parlay. Don't call it the degenerate special on the podcast. We've cast a few of these on record in a row. Let's keep the momentum going. Ball's back on the beer pong table, baby. Clippers, minus 205 on the minus 5 game 4 spread money line. hosting the Jazz at LeBron's house that they're renting, the Staples Center. That's right, Clippers on the money line, -205. Coupled with Kawhi Leonard to give us 25-plus points. I don't like it. I'm McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba. Love it. It pays almost even money. Let's get into it. We're starting with a betting trend for you. Put it in your gambling coffee. The Clippers are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games as favorites. 5-1 against the spread in their last six games as favorites. The Clippers 25-12 on the year as home favorites. Why do we like them? How do we not like them? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, game two, game three, you can't. And even game one in the first half, you got to see this not from a what's the series score record, but literally with your own eyeballs, take a peek and a gander into what's happened in the Clippers world. Let's start game three. 132-106, all Clippers shattered the spread and won almost every statistical category, except the Jazz got them 7-6 in steals and were a free throw better. Everything else was in favor of the Clippers. Field goal percentage, three-point percentage, blocks, that's right, Rudy. Quotations, defensive player of the year, Gobert. Reggie Jackson has been on fire in this series. 29 points in game two. The guy has been exactly what they need. And back to game three, you get Kawhi 34, Paulie George 31 with six threes. Batum and Reggie give you 17 a pop. That's with Marcus Morris only giving you six. Ideal to our Clippers money line ears. Here's a crazy stat for you. Kawhi Leonard is still perfect in fourth quarters in Clippers wins in the playoffs. This man has logged 43 Clippers winning fourth quarter minutes. He has given us 43 points. 16 of 16 from the field, 100% on 16 field goals, 4 of 4 from three-point land, 4 of 4, and 7 for 7 from the charity stripe. Could you ask for a better stat line than Kawhi Leonard on Clippers wins in the fourth quarter? And are we worried about this man getting over 25 points? I've read you the stat a few times. The Clippers are around 3 wins to 1 loss under the entire Clippers regime when Kawhi has been dressed for 30-plus points as a Clipper. Kawhi gets you the claw, the Jim Carrey claw, the Toy Story claw, the claw. If he gets you 30-plus points, the Clippers are 3 times to 1 wins to losses more likely to catch us a W. 34 points on 14 to 24 from the field in game three against the Jazz. And that was only 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. When Kawhi has an off game from beyond the arc, like a 1 of 7 on June 2nd against Dallas, he came back on June 4th and went 5 for 9 from three, dropping 45 points. That was a game, ironically, I had a Kawhi player prop to go over and he cashed it in the first freaking half. I like the Clippers here with a Donovan Mitchell injured late. You hate to always look at the injuries as a reason for part of your analysis, but I will say this. Clarkson and Mitchell in game one and game two, not to be confused with thing one and thing two. In game two, 61 points, 12 for 21. Game one, 63 points, 12 for 29 from deep. Game three, just 30 for Donovan and 14 for Clarkson. And I know Mike Conley is coming back, likely to suit up potentially for game four. I don't see it as a big enough factor on the road. I think this is going seven. I think the Clippers absolutely know they cannot go down 3-1 going back to the place that college basketball seems like it was built. A ruckus environment, to say the least. I will go off of trends. I will go off of the Clippers looking rather encouraging in every game this series, except when a franchise record gets hit from threes. And if that's what it's going to take for the Jazz to beat the Clippers, I'm going to say Kawhi, Paulie George. I like Kawhi giving us 25 plus, and that's the degenerate special. Cha-ching! Same game, FanDuel parlay. And the money line. Let's go, Clippers. Let's go, Kawhi. Let's go. Let's go. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA in-play. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA in-play turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for NBA in-play, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA in-play is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA in-play today. And we wrap it up. We're going prop shopping. Oh my, do we have a doozy in the Bucks-Nets series? Kyrie rolls an ankle. The Bucks rout him on a humble Sunday afternoon. Bad day to take the Nets. It is more than just a series. We have legitimate cause for concern as to what in the world is going to happen with this series. It is now a coin flip on FanDuel, but we are in the prop shop section, and the only thing I can think about is on Tuesday night, when I will be live streaming, is for the Nets to say to Kevin Durant, you have PJ Tucker getting in your face. As my boy told me, Longhorn on Longhorn crime. You hate to Big 12 see it, but it's happening in front of our Shaka smart face. Kevin Durant, prop shop, over in points. Give it to me like Starsky shimmying on the Hutch dance floor on a Saturday Night Fever. We got to get it. There ain't no tomorrow. KD in his last six games, 28, 30, 32, 29, 24, 42, and 39. If it isn't death, taxes, and Durant going for over Magic Johnson's number, which I imagine is right where it will be on our FanDuel prop bet, and it doesn't hit over, then guess what? The hair is getting trimmed, the fro is getting cut, and I am hopping off a high dive and landing on my belly, because there is no other way to roam in this prop bet. If there is no Kyrie, and likely based off of Shams, Woj, Rachel Nichols, Kyrie is in a walking boot, all right? We can send good vibes all we want to that ankle. We're talking about no Harden, no Kyrie. We should be terrified. The only thing I can say is that it is a Kevin Durant game five time to go ballistic. It is time to go ballistic. There is no other way to look at it. Except for what I looked up, Kevin Durant in his most points in a playoff game. Game 6, 2019, first round against the Clippers. The man, the Slim Reaper, shout out Jalen Rose. 50 points. This man has gone for 50, 46, 45, 43, 42, 41 four times, and 43 times. Of course, he is capable of reaching that number still. There is no other way the Nets have to look at this, except for old school, little Dan, Tony, Steve Nash, run the offense through one man, and that man is Kevin Durant. There is no other way to look at the painting for Game 5. The offense must go through him. He must get going early. They don't have an answer for him. They have PJ Discount at Soup Plantation Senior Citizen Tucker on him, and it's somewhat a problem. I have to fire on it. Just for sanity's sake, I got Durant going absolutely 2K ballistic in Game 5. Give it to me. I don't need to spell it out for you. He has a career high in just a couple of years ago, 50-point outing. That means he's capable. That means he is able to reach those Jordan LeBron heights. That's right. I said it. That's it for me. I got the Sixers on the money line. We got a little KD going nuts on a player prop over for Tuesday night. I'll be live streaming on Volume Sports, and we have a Clippers Kawhi 25+. Same game, degenerate, special. That's it for me. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. Please subscribe, rate, and review if you enjoyed yourself. Thank you for not smoking. Make sure to hug your mothers. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. The Volume.